Okay, so we discussed last week, we started discussing the men of the Great Assembly, the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, led of course, like the Rambam calls them somewhere else, Ezra u'Beis Dinoi, was literally the Beis Din of Ezra. Last week we brought a theory that perhaps, even though Sanhedrin is only 71, the reason why they were numbered 120, because in the time of the Persians, they would give an autonomy to a body of, or to a country, they would give in autonomy, they would always put a body of 120 people, like the Knesset, Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, to be in charge in all various aspects of that country, the executive, the legislature, the judicial branch, and therefore the number 120 was really thrust upon them by the Persians. It's a theory, I didn't see anything to dispute it, so why not? There's nothing against anywhere in Chazal that would tell us not like that. So, we can probably accept it. But it was definitely a larger Sanhedrin, and because of that, not only because of that, but also they were, like the Rambam says, Mehem Kamu Nevi'im, amongst the 120, the body of 120, we had Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi, the last of the Nevi'im, we had all the Tzadikim and the Gdolim of that generation, and therefore they were empowered to set basically the rules for the entire by Yesheni and beyond. And therefore we find the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila did many things. They were misakin all types of various takanas. And that's when in the middle of explaining the various things that Anshei Knesset HaGdoila instituted. So last week we discussed, yes?
I have to ask you, like, is there a riot that they understood that they were doing this with others as opposed to just...
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because all the things they did were they made all types of takanas which they forced upon the people, they were misakin for the people. And they know that in the past it was not done. The fact that they canonized the Tanakh is they understood that from this point on, no more Svarim can be included in the Tanakh. The fact that they misakin the Tefillah, we're going to discuss today the concept of Tefillah, so that means they realized that up until this point it wasn't necessary. From this point onwards, it is necessary. And they were misakin it for all the Duras afterwards. They knew the Duras are only going to become less and less. And therefore they instituted for that time and for eternity. And therefore, obviously, it was a takana which was to be accepted for posterity. So last week we discussed how they canonized the Tanakh, and they took the 24 books, and they said, these are the 24 books of the Tanakh, these are the ones who were written with Nevuah, anything else not. We described last week how they brought back, Ezra Sefer was called, brought back Ksav Ashuris, which was the original Ksav that the Torah was written in. The Ksav Ashuris afterwards, it was forgotten, and all the Sefer Torah were written in Ksav Ivri, which is like a Phoenician type of script, so much so that based on that we understand why many people were not able to read Ksav Ashuris. And when Yeshua HaMelech found the Sefer Torah in the Beis HaMikdash, he couldn't read it, because he couldn't read Ksav Ashuris. When the Malach put the writing on the wall in time of Belshazzar, and they called all the advisors, nobody could read it because Ksav Ashuris was a forgotten script. Yes, the Torah was written in Ksav Ashuris, the original Torah, but since then everything was written in Ksav Ivri, which was a Phoenician type of alphabet. Therefore, people forgot Ksav Ashuris. Ezra, when he came up from Babel, together with the Anshei Knesset HaGdoila, they reinstated Ksav Ashuris. So there's different reasons why they reinstated it. But perhaps one of the reasons is because he wanted to give Klal Yisrael, anybody in the new Yishuv, anybody coming back that soul, that we have a new Ksav, we're going back to the original Ksav of Moshe Rabbeinu, it gave them a certain Gaava Lumit, a certain pride, that this is the same Ksav we're using by Moshe Rabbeinu, and it brought a tremendous resurgence amongst the people to learn Torah, and also he was able to rewrite all the Sefer Torah. All the Sefer Torah had to be rewritten, all the Sefer Torah and the Tefillin and the Mezuzah Stam had to be rewritten, and therefore it was a resurgence, so to speak, in anything which had to do with Yiddishkeit, which had to do with Svarim, also perhaps the fact that they canonized the Tanakh, so they said this is the way we're going to write the Tanakh, and this is it. It was like a new beginning. Yes, it was going back to the old, to the Sefer Torah, which was written by Moshe Rabbeinu, Ksav Ashuris, which was given to Moshe Rabbeinu by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it was in a way a new type of thing, and that brought everybody on board, and therefore they made, like, so to speak, a new beginning for the people in the second Aliyah, and this is the way we're going to learn Torah. And that, of course, had a snowball effect that it increased tremendously. We're going to do that next week. The entire level of learning, the yeshivas, and they opened up schools and bate midrashes and all these things in order to increase the level of learning, because That was, of course, necessary. The Gemara says that from the time of Bavel, many halachas were forgotten, and Ezra came, Ba'Allah, and he came and he was miyasad it again. So therefore, on that aspect, it was the actual ksav. We also saw, interesting, was a side note, not everybody was here last week, but we saw also that they made the Sanhedrin fasted 24 taniyos, in other words, 24 fast days, separate fast days, for what? So that the Seferim, the scribes, should not become too wealthy. Because if they become too wealthy, a scribe, he's going to stop writing Sefer Torah. And therefore they fasted that for posterity, whenever you find a Sefer, you can give him tzedakah. No Sefer is exactly having enough money. It was already from the time of Anshei Kness HaGedolah, so that they should continue Bimlachtom HaKodesh. Alright, all this we saw last week. Today I want to discuss a little bit the concept of tefillah. We all know the Anshei Kness HaGedolah instituted the tefillah as we have it today. So I want to see the development of tefillah, what was originally, what was afterwards. We'll show everything, of course, from the original sources. Look at number one of the sheet, the Gemara in Brachas, Daf Lam Gimel Amar Alef. Amar Rabbi Yechonon, Anshei Kness HaGedolah, Tiknu Lem Yisrael, Brachas, Utfilos, Kedushos, Vahavdolos. One statement in the Gemara, the name of Rabbi Yechonon, the Anshei Kness HaGedolah, they instituted Brachas, that means all the Brachas that we make on the fruits, on the vegetables, on all the brachas that we have before we eat something, the berachas hamitzvahs that we have, the berachas hashachar, any type of bracha, anything, baruch atah Hashem, lekeinu melech olam, asheker deshanu, or without asheker deshanu, Anshei Kness HaGedolah was masakin that. Tfilos, all the tfilos, the way we daven, the order of our tfilos, psukah dezimra, berachas kriya shema, shmoneh esrei, Anshei Kness HaGedolah were masakin it. Kedushos v'havdolos, that of course refers to when we make Kiddush, so we make Zochreyu ala Yayin, we make Kiddush and wine, again, Anshei Kness HaGedolah, Havdolah, all this comes from Anshei Kness HaGedolah. Now, if you look in the second Gemara, number 1a, it really says, the small nuance in the Gemara says like this, Tfilah min Olam, the Tfilah that we have today, the davening that we have today, where does it come from? So the Gemara says, the Tanya we learned, Shimon Hapakuli, his dear Shmoyne Esther Brachas Lefnei Rebbe Gamliel, Al HaSeida B'Yavne. Shimon HaPekuli, he arranged these 18 brachas in front of Rebbe Gamliel in Yavne. Yavne is ready after the Chorban, which is some 400 years later. Om Rebbe Yechon, v'amilo b'masnisatano, meyo v'eschim zkenim, uvehem kamen neviim, 120 elders, and amongst them neviim, tiknu Shmoyne Esther Brachas Al HaSeida. They were Mesakin, they instituted the 18 brachas Al HaSeida in the order. Of course, the difference between the first statement and the second statement is a very a small, subtle difference, but it tells everything. In other words, Shimon HaPekuli was only his deer. What's his deer? He put it in the right order. Perhaps, the 120 Skenim, meaning the Anshei Kness HaGedolah, they were Mesakin. They made up the exact text. Now, they probably did it in the right order as well, but over the years, maybe the order got mixed up a little bit, came Shimon HaPekuli, and he put it back in the right order. But this Gemara clearly says that even though Shimon HaPekuli was Mesaderit, the Shmoneh Esrei, but the Takana, the Tikkun, who instituted Shmoneh Esrei, was already done in time of Anshei Kness HaGedolah. The reason why I'm focusing on this is because all the secular historians all say that Tefillah was Mesaken only after Churban Bayis Sheni, after the temple worship was abolished, that's when they started with Tefillah, Uneshama Poems Maseinu. We have clearly not like that from based on all our literature and all the Gemaras, that maybe, yes, Shimon HaPekuli was Mesader, he put it in the right order, it wasn't always exactly in that order, but the actual Takana, meaning who is Mesaken, who instituted the Shmoneh Esrei, the text of Shmoneh Esrei, clearly we have it from Anshei Kness HaGedolah. Correct, Vela Malshinim was only instituted afterwards, that was instituted by Shimon HaPekuli afterwards in the time of Yavne, that's correct, right? In the time of Yavne, I think. Maybe the new Christians 100 years later. In other words, after the Churban, at that time, that's correct. No, the Gemara says Shmuel HaKotan did it. So therefore, it wasn't in the time of Gamliel. Shmuel HaKotan was Mesakin the Bracha Baminim, and then the next year nobody wanted to say it, and then somebody got up and said, you remember, we had a whole shir about that. Okay. I think I came in and just once said shir, maybe I didn't say shir about that. Alright, but it was around the time of the Churban, about 40 years after the Churban, so they added the 19th bracha. But clearly the actual text of the Shmoneh Esrei was instituted by Anshei Kness HaGedolah. Now, we have to understand, because, yes, the text was instituted by Anshei Kness HaGedolah. Clearly we find that before, in other words, nobody should think that before Anshei Kness HaGedolah, they did not daven. They also davened. How do we know they davened? Throughout Bayis Rishon, they davened. Look at number two on the sheet. Vayemer Hashem, Yeshaya Novi warns the people. Vayem Hashem, Yan, you should know. Kinigash, why is this happening? Kinigash ha'amaze b'fiv u'b'svayso of kibduni. That they honored me with their mouths. V'liboy rochag mimeni. But nevertheless, their heart was not in it. In other words, they davened without kavanah. That's the reason why all this took place, the whole churban took place, because they davened without kavanah. So clearly they davened in the time of Bayis Rishon as well. Not only that, look at number 2a. Rashi says in Brachas, not only they davened, but they had a text of davening. They davened with Brachas. They had a chazan saying it. Kol chois mei brachas shebemikdash hayoyimu mad oylam. In the time of the Beis Mikdash, said had a special, all types of special tefillahs that they would say. And the Gemara says, Maseches Tainis, Amrinon, Ein Oymin, Oynin Amen b'mikdash. In the Beis Mikdash, you don't say Amen. Anywhere else, they would say Amen. The Beis Mikdash, they won't say Amen. Hamavach Oymin, Besayf Kol Bracha, at the end of every bracha that he would make. And the Gemara says, there was a Chazan Beis HaKnesses. There was a shul inside the Beis HaMikdash, even in Bayis Rishon. So he would say, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Bad Ha'olam, Baruch Chayne Nadas. He would end up, again, similar, Chayne Nadas, a similar type of text, and V'chei B'kulam, and every one he would end up, the end of the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem L'kei Yisrael Min Ha'olam Bad Ha'olam, V'hoyin Oimrim, Baruch Shem K'vod Ma'chus Ha'olam Voed. V'yafinu Mikra, the Tfilis Ezra V'siyata. In other words, we see this from a pasuk in Ezra, that this is the way they would make a bracha in the Beis HaMikdash. So they also davened in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi says, Mikdash Rishon. They only said, Baruch Hashem L'Kesha Min Ha'olam. In the Tashen, they added on Min Ha'olam V'Ad Ha'olam because of the Sdukim. But clearly they davened during the first temple period as well. Not only that, but we know the famous story with Daniel. When Daniel was arrested by I think it was Evel Meroidach, by Nebuchadnezzar's son, right, but he was arrested by him so that he should not, they made it past the law that you cannot pray to any other gods. And Daniel goes up there in number 2b, with Daniel, Kidiyoda, the Roshim Ksava, all the Besoi, he went up to his room, Vichabim Psichon Lo Baliso, Neged Yerushalayim, and he would open up the window against facing Yerushalayim, Vizimnin Talte Beyoimoi, 3 times a day, Habibach al Bekoi, he'd fall down on his knees, Umatzlo, Maidim Kodim Aloko, and he would daven and give praise to his God. In other words, not only Daniel davened, he davened 3 times a day. Shachris bin Chamarif. So therefore, what does it mean that the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle were Misakein Tfilah if clearly we know they davened in the Bayis Rishon as well? Now that, Mati, to make this question even stronger, not only they davened, but they had Bote Knesios. In Bayis Rishon, they had shuls. They literally had shuls, where all they would do is come and daven. So anybody that thinks that, no, davening only started, at the end of Bayis Sheni, or maybe even the beginning of Bayis Sheni, but Bayis Rishon, we had kavanas, there was no need to daven. Not true. Look at number 3 in the sheet. Dorash Bakapora, Bakapora learned. Maidich Siv, what does it say, the Pasukim Melachim? Vayisrei Ves Beis Hashem. Ves Beis HaMelech, they destroyed the house of Hashem, and the house of the king, the palace. Ves Kol Bote Yerushalayim. Ves Kol Bayis Godol Sarabesh. What are all these different homes? So the Gemara learns like this. Beis Hashem, they destroyed Zeh Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMelech, Elu Palterin Shal Melech. These are the king's palaces. Ves Kol Bote Yerushalayim, all the homes of Yerushalayim, they destroyed the Churban, Kamashamon, obviously. The entire Yerushalayim was razed to the ground. Ves Kol Bayis Godol Sarabesh. Every great home, they destroyed in fire. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chad Omar, what's a great home? Mokum Shebegadlin by Torah, a place where they learned Torah. That we know they did. V'chad Omar, others say, Mokum Shebegadlin by Tfilah, a place where they would daven. So they had special homes, Bote Knesios, this is Bayis Rishon, Churban Bayis Rishon, they destroyed the shuls, which existed at that time as well. Not only that, the Pasuk Yom Yo says, Ves Beis HaMelech, Ves Beis HaOm Sofu HaKazdim, that the Babylonians destroyed, again, the palace and the Beis HaOm, the home of the masses, Ves Chaymetz Yerushalayim Nitzetzu, and the walls of Yerushalayim, they destroyed, Ves Beis HaOm, what does Rashi say? Bote Knesios. So clearly, a Beis Knesses existed, even in Bayis Rishon. So if a Beis Knesses existed, and they davened, and soon we're going to see they even had a text. The text of davening they also had. So what did Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle come and do by Bayis Sheni? Yes, Mati, what's your question?
Same question. We know that they had davening of some sort. But if they did all those in exactly the same way we're doing it today, there's no point in
Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle. What did Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle come and do? That's the purpose of the shiur today. Exactly. No, that everybody knows Anshei Knesset Yisrael was Mesakan Tefillah. What does that mean? We definitely know they davened. Now that we're going to soon see that not only they davened, but they even had almost the same text, like we do. In other words, the same tefillah they had. So what did Anshei Knesset Yisrael come and do when they were Mesakan Tefillah? Yes, Joe. Right, so we're going to get to that. There's a Gemara that discusses in Brachos, what's the source of davening? Is it Karbonos? Is it the Ovis? We're going to soon see that it could be not even a steer between the two, and it could be that, yes, they had Karbonos, but bias, especially during Bayis Sheni, when people were far away from the Karbonos, perhaps why that's why they focused more on the davening. We're going to get to that, yes. I'm sure we're going to go on. Right, right. Brachas also existed in some form beforehand. So what is it that exactly Anshei Knesset Yisrael? Another, you asked a good question. Not just tefillah. We know David HaMelech instituted 100 brachas. So what am I saying? The Anshei Knesset Yisrael said, okay, you got to make all these brachas. They existed already beforehand. What exactly did they add on? Okay. So there's various answers given, various angles that they come and answer this. First is the Tshuvas HaGoyim. Very fascinating. Tshuvas HaGoyim says like this. Anshei Knesset Yisrael had tefillah, but it didn't have tefillah in the exact same form that we had. They had some of it, but not everything. Look at number 4. Had Amar Reb Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Reb Yochanan. Anshei Knesset Yisrael, this is from the Goyim, meaning Rav Hai Goyim. Anshei Knesset Yisrael, Tiknu Lem Yisrael, Brachos et Tefillahs. They instituted Brachos and Tefillahs. So he says, the Rav Hai Goyim, Mekamei Hochin, Bevayis Rishoin, Heicha Havi Avdei, Umay Havet Slusihu. In the Bayis Rishon, what did they do, and how did they daven? So he said like this, Kach shamanu, shelo yoyelem betfila b'Bayis Rishon, they had davening, but what did they have? Elo birchois avois, ugvurois, ukiddush Hashem. In other words, they had the first three brachas of Shemoneh Esreh, Magen Avraham, Mechaye Mesim, and Okel HaKadosh, Behein Shalosh HaRishonus. The first three brachas they had, then he says, Va'avoida, Obirchas Kahanim Libisoif Achishim Avochin Al Moiris in Vavoido, Ritzei, Obirchas Kahanim at the end, Achishim Avochin Al Moiris after you make a brach on the Moiris, which means Yoitzar. In other words, they had a form of Shimon Esser. They had a shorthand for of Shimon Esser. They had the first three brachas, they had Ritzei, Birchas Kahanim meaning Hatay Shimchol Chon Eloidos with Birchas Kahanim. After they made a bracha on the Meiris, meaning they had Birchas Kriya Shema as well, Koyrin Aseres Advarim, I don't know what that is, where exactly they threw in, but the Aseres Adibis they threw in, V'Koyrin Shema, V'Hoyim Shemaya, U'Maskirin Yitzis Mitzrayim, B'Farsha, V'Yoymel, U'Mavach, in other words, they had all three parshas of Kriya Shema that they said on a daily basis, they said, Yoytza Meir, Yoytza Meir, Yoytza Meir, Choshech beforehand, Mavachin Achas Lachel Al Gulas Yisrael, Be'emes V'Yatzif, they had all that brachas Hashem Gal Yisrael. Ushab brachas shel tefillas bevayis sheni tiknu manevim Anshei Knesset Yisrael. The rest of the brachas that the Anshei Knesset Yisrael did, but the format of tefillah according to the Rav Hai Goyim they had already in Bayis Rishon, meaning Yaitzar, Birchas Kriya Shema, Gal Yisrael, the first three brachas in Shemoneh Esreh, the last three brachas in Shemoneh Esreh, all that they had already. Now it makes a lot of sense. In other words, when the Gemara says that Avraham was Misakin Shachris, and Yitzchak was Misakin Mincha, and Yaakov was Misakin Maariv, it's true, because they actually davened like that, even in Bayis Rishon. They didn't have the entire Shemoneh Esreh, Anshei Knesset Yisrael came, added the rest, but the basic format of Shemoneh Esreh that they had, the basic format of davening, according to Rav Goyim, they had already in the time of Bayis Rishon. Most people don't know this, most people don't know this of Rav Goyim. It's a big Kiddush, but that is the way he seems to learn. Okay. Not definitely. Well, could in other words, here he's saying basically that the format of davening they had already beforehand. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov probably just means the concept that you daven shachris, daven mincha, daven maariv. But at least during Bayis Rishon, they actually had the tefillahs. Did it sound Mitzrayim? Probably not. They had Vayitzaku. Everybody davened for himself. But during Bayis Rishon, he seems to say, they daven like that. After Matan Torah, they daven. Others, everybody knew, you davened, you had shuls, Everything was more or less what we have. Anshei Knesset Gadol came and they spread it out. Let's put in another 15 more brachas, another 11 brachas in between. You know, they added more brachas, 12 brachas in between. They added more brachas to davening. But the basic format, they seem to have had already in the time of Bais Rishon. Big chiddush. What was that? Who created the basic format? I suppose in the VM. No, they added on. But the original form was already, we're going to soon see. The Gemara says, who did it? Moshe Rabbeinu did part of it, and the Nevi'im did part of it, and all that was already in existence in Bais Rishon. Yes.
We know that Chana, when she started davening, it was a new concept. I mean, it wasn't made out of a new concept that she was davening, but he thought that there was something wrong. Eli thought there was something wrong with her, because maybe a woman never saw.
No, because she was davening? Because she was davening without raising a voice.
First of all,
it's not clear even if they davened in the Mikdash. Mikdash had a different format of davening. So this woman comes to the Beis HaMikdash and starts davening over there. It wasn't so usual to daven. You had maybe Batik Nesias where you davened. In the Beis HaMikdash, perhaps not.
Did that have some in the Beis HaMikdash?
The Psukim, yeah, that Psukim. It had special types of davenings in Beis HaMikdash. I don't know if they had the actual Shemoneh Esrei according to Rabbi Goyen. Yeah. Okay. It's a good theory, Rabbi Goyen. Obviously, that's what he said, that's what happened. The Beis Yosef seems to learn out like that. Turn the sheet and turn to number 8. You see a fascinating Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef that you should know that not only in the time of Bais Rishon they had the first 3 brachas and some other brachas, but he says he goes through all 18 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei and he tells you exactly where they came from. Look at this. Number 8. Kosa b'shibolei aleket. Matzosi agoda. I found an agoda in Medrash. Mai ala seida zeh. In other words, it says they were misakin. The Shemoneh Esrei on this Seder, Zeh Seder Oilam. Shikach Motzinu, because we found, Shemoneh Esrei Brocha Shetfile, Me Oilam Hoyu Musukonais, Zu Achazu. They always had this 18 brachas in this order. Kivin, Shebo, Anshei Knesset Gadol, Kalulum, V'tiknum Kesedrum. In other words, they always had these brachas, they just put them all together. And he explains, Geshenitzel Avram Vina Mur Kazdim. When Avram Vina was saved in Ur Kazdim, the protector of Avram. So, Alan, where do we know Mogen Avram? Where does it come from? Avram Avinu. When Avram Avinu was protected, Kishenegad Yitzchok. When Yitzchok was in Akedo, Amru Mechaya Amesim. Kishabo Yaakov Ufoge B'Shari Rachmi Vigdish Moshe Rakos Bochu. When Yaakov Avinu came and he by base kale and he sanctified Rakos Bochu's name, Amru the said Okel Hakodesh. Kishalimit Gavril is Yosef Shivim Loshoin, when Yosef was taught the 70 languages, and that was able to know all the languages by Malach, Amrud said Chaynin Adas, grants wisdom. Kish also Ruvain Maisa Bilo, Viniknus of Miso, when Ruvain switched around the bed with Bilo, and he was supposed to be punished with Shav B'Tshuva, needed Tshuva, B'Chayin, he lived, like it says, Chi Ruvain Val Yomois, Amrud said, Haraitse B'Tshuva. Kish also Yehuda Maisa Tomo, when Yehuda did the action with Tomo, and he said, Hotziyu, obviously Sarev, and he said, she should get killed, and he said, that she pulled out and she said, you're guilty, and then he said, he admitted, and he said she was right, and he was forgiven. So they made up that bracha. When Avram was cured by the Malachim, was cured by on the third day of the Bris Milah, they said, when Yitzchok found a bounty of produce when he planted the seeds. Amud said, "Mevarach Hashanim." Kishabo Yaakov and Mitzrayim and Skabtsa Shvatim and Yosef. And when Yaakov came down Mitzrayim and he met all the Shvatim with Yosef, all got together. They said, "Mekabed Ditcham Yisov." Kishama Kishbochu Moshe Ve'elam Mishpatim. When Kishbochu told Moshe Rabbeinu, "These are the laws." They said, "Melech Oyv Stokem Mishpat." Listen to this one. Kishetovu Mitzrayim BeYamsuf. When the Egyptians drowned in the sea, Amud said, "Shayver Oyvim." Which is the 19th bracha of Elam Alshinim. The text was all here already. This was part of our folklore. We had all these texts. We had all these things already. Ramshik Lev Fidelukun did this, didn't do anything. We knew all this already. In other words, when Yaakov told Yaakov, don't worry, go down to Mitzrayim, and Yosef will be alright. Amud said, Mishal Miftach Latzadikim. Kishabana Shleima Beis Amigdash, Amabani Yerushalayim. Kishavu Yisrael B'Yamsuf. When Klal Yisrael went through the sea, and they said Shira, they said Matzmiach Yerin Yeshua. In other words, every bracha that we have in Shemoneh Esrei was all the history of Klal Yisrael for the last 1,000 years before Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Not to say, by the way, not to say that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah didn't take all these brachas and put them together, but the actual text, or more or less the bracha, the text of the bracha, was there already. They didn't want mechadesh new things, and they said, okay, we're going to ask a bracha for panos, and a bracha for this, and a bracha for refuah. No, all these brachas were part of the tradition of Klal Yisrael. Maybe up until this point, everybody said it in his own way, not necessarily in that order. But to choose these 19 brachas, or these 18 brachas, that was already in Klal Yisrael, according to this medrash. So therefore, Ari asked the question, who made these brachas, where did it come from? It was already said much earlier by David HaMelech, by Shlomo HaMelech, when they were Mitzrayim, by Yosef, by Yaakov, by Avram. All these things exist already. That is the way the Beis Yosef explains it. Yes. No. Of course. In other words, again, this he doesn't say that necessarily everybody said it at that time, correct? But these brachas were in existence already. Maybe everybody said a different type of bracha, came out together and put them all together. We'll soon see why they decided at this time to put them all together. But the text of the brachas, or at least the final bracha, maybe the in-between text not, but the text of the final bracha was in existence already clearly according to this Beis Yosef. Again, not like the Goyim. The Goyim say that the first three they had, the last two they had, and Atzik HaGedolah made the rest. Here it seems to say that they exist already. In other words, the brachas actually existed. If you say the brachas existed, and if you say that people actually davened, so what's the key difference between before Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and after Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? And that's a very, very important point. Very, very important Gemara, which is number 5. And that's really the entire reason why the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah made a concept of tefillah. Look at number 5, a fascinating Gemara. Amar Rebbe Shua ben Levi. Lama nikra shman Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Why they called Anshei Knesset HaGedolah? Shechziru atara liyashna. They brought back the crown to its former glory. What does that mean? Asim Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu said in the Torah, Amar, he said, Hakel HaGadol HaGibor V'Hanoira. He praised HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Hakel, the God, the Great One, the Strong One, and the Awesome One. In other words, he gave all four praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asim Yimyo Navi came and said, Amar, Nochim Mekalkirin Be'Choloi, Ayin Neroisov. Look at this. His people, the Goyim are quacking, Mekalkirin, in his temple, with the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'yama Neira. So he didn't say Neira. What did he say? He said, Okay, La Gadol La Gibor. Also Daniel, came along Daniel, Omar, and he said, this was very later, in Babel, Nochim Mishtabdom Mibonov, the Goyim, the non-Jews are subjugating the children. Ayeg Buroysov. Where's the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Le'yama Gibor. He couldn't say Gibor, just said, Okay, La Gadol. Also, Inu came to Anshei Knesset HaGedolah and said, "No." Amun they said, "Adrabu, zuhi gvuras gvurasoi, shekayve shezitzroi, shenoisin echapayim l'roshoyim." It's not a reason not to say gvura. Gvura is strength. There's sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu, by letting things happen, that's also gvura. Why? Because he lets the roshoyim get their way, and therefore we find a reason to put back hagibor. Ve'elein roshoyim. Where's the awesomeness of Kadosh Baruch Hu? Shemolim arosh Kadosh Baruch Hu heichu ma'achas zechol leskayim min ha'umos. On the contrary, he said, this is the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we still exist after all these sorrows and after the Galus Babel. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah came along and said, look, we're still existing, and therefore they put him back, Hokei Lagodo Lagibor V'Hanoiro. So you might ask the question, Rabbon Hechi Avdi Ochi V'Akit Tekante Tekin Moshe, how could they take away, in other words, how could the Niel and Yemio take away HaGibor V'Hanoiro, if after all, that is what Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin? So how did Anshei Knesset HaGedolah write? They just brought back, what right did Daniel and Yirmiyo have to take away Hagibah Vaneira? Amar Rabbi Lazo, Mitech Shiyagiyedim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiyamitihu Lefikuch LeKizbuboy. In other words, they couldn't say something which they felt was not true. They knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gibor V'Anocho, but they didn't see it. If they didn't see it, they couldn't say it. So that's why they took it out. So why did Anshei Knesset Gedolei, yes, were able to say it? In other words, if Daniel and Yirmiyahu could not say HaGibor V'Anocho because they felt it, maybe it's not true because they don't see it. They know it's true, but they could not see it, and therefore they took it out. So why did Anshei Knesset Gedolei, what, they saw more than Daniel and Yirmiyahu? Of course not. So why did they have a right to put it back in? What did they see more than Daniel and Yemio, and they were able to say Hagibah v'Anoyah? What's the concept? So I'll tell you the difference. And this is a known Yisoid, but I think I saw it in the name of Rabbi Victor Miller, but it's a classic Yisoid. There's a difference in Tfilah before the Anshei Knesset Gedolei and after the Anshei Knesset Gedolei. Before Anshei Knesset Gedolei, a Jew davened because he said the words, because that's what's going on in his heart. When he felt something, he felt a closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he felt a certain way, based on that, he said the words. And therefore, Yirmiyahu HaNavi says, HaKel HaGadol, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKel HaGadol HaGibor V'Anocho, says Yirmiyahu, I can't say HaGibor, because I don't feel it. I'm not going to say it. Daniel says, I can't say HaNocho, because I don't feel it. And therefore, I'm not going to say it. He says, I can't say HaNocho, he says, I can't say HaGibor. He doesn't feel it. Before Anshei Knesset Gedolei, they said, of course the text was around, but a person was only able to say the text if he felt it. Tfilah was something which was b'chol levavchem. You were able to daven, because that's where you felt, it had to be tfilah shevalev. Came along to Anshei Knesset Gedolei and says, look at the way we are today. We're so far down the line. Nobody can daven from his heart. Nobody can say anything what's really in his mind. If we're going to go this way, we're not going to have any tfilah at all. Came along to Anshei Knesset Gedolei and said, you know what? We're going to do the opposite. We know that these things are true about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is okay, HaGadol HaGibor V'Anocho. We'll put it in Tfilah, people will say it, and maybe they'll feel that way as well. In other words, after Anshei Knesset Gedolei, there was the exact opposite. It's not that a person davened because he felt a certain way. Anshei Knesset Gedolei says, you say those words, and you'll daven this way, whether you feel it or you don't feel it, but eventually it will come. Yes, feel it, don't feel it. You don't daven because you feel something. You daven, and afterwards, hopefully you feel it. And if you don't feel it, also good. But at least you'll daven. You'll say the words. So they instituted. In other words, they made tefillah as an institution of prayer. Not something that comes from your heart, and you want to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You feel you need to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They made it as a takona, as an institution of prayer, whereby you say the words, and maybe you'll reach that level as well. But we know those things are true, and that's why we're putting it in into the Nusach HaTfilah. Therefore, based on that, the words of the Anshei Knesset puts us a whole different concept in Tfilah, and that's so fundamental, that every word what the Anshei Knesset Gedolei put into Tfilah has many, many meanings. And not just many, many meanings. Since they knew, in other words, we're not just davening because when I daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rafa'inu Hashem, Bnei Rafa, Yashenu, Bnei Shea, give me refuah and all that. If it's just your own private way of talking, then you're right. Then they did that in the olden days. Then they were able to say the words because they felt it. Today, we say the words because Anshei Knesset Gedolei made those words up, or at least they brought back those words, and they say these are the words that every Jew has to say, and it has many myriad meanings. And not only many myriad meanings, with these words, we know that Yirmiyahu and David HaMelech and all the others before us, they reached all the high levels, and all these, they saw this benevuah, that all these words are able to reach the highest levels in the heavens in Shemayim. And therefore we tell you to say those words. Look at the Nefesh Chaim, the way he explains it in number 7. Number 7, on the second page. Kufchav's Kenim, 120 Kenim, Umehem Kam Neviim, Ela Shehemu Hisigu Beruach Kotchom, Vasogas Nebosim Al Yaino, Vinihir. In other words, they were able to realize, to attain with the Ruach HaKadosh, Vinihirlu Shvirin Nechol Sidrei Breshis, the Pirke HaMekova, and all the roads of the heavenly beings, and everything that was going on at Maisa Breshis, and the Mekova, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu throne, L'zois yozdu v'tiknu matbeya brachos. They were misakin a certain tanks of brachos. V'atfilas be'elu atevas dafka. Precisely with these words. Masha ro'o v'isigu eidu dech yishkan oiro shal kol teva pratis mehem. In other words, yinitzrech z'moy l'tikun ribo elamos. They saw that how this word can affect all types of things up in Shemayim, v'koychas elyoinim v'sidu ha'merkova, etc., etc. And therefore he says, v'lochein kiru chazal et inya tfilin dvorim ho'emdim, Tefillah is things which stand on the highest levels of the world. Haynu shadvarim, the words are oimdim beruma shel olam. Hadvarim atzmom, heim tevois hatefillah, oimdim beruma olamos. These words have power, have magical powers that are able to reach all the highest levels. Based on that, and let me ask you, Beryl, based on that, and I'm asking you, if I feel, I have better kavan if I throw in a word, this word I'll throw into davening, this word I'll throw into davening, can you do that? Of course not. Because davening is not what you feel. You daven because Anshei Knesset Agdolah were misak in a certain text. And therefore, you feel, but I think the word fits better if I put in this, I put in a different word. It doesn't go like that. Why? Because you're not davening based on your feelings. You're following the words of Anshei Knesset Agdolah because that has all the power. Chaim Velashner goes further and he says that even the Arizal, who has all the extra kavanas, and he brought in all the kavanas, he says he only, and I'll quote to you, he says like this. He says, "Gam mashin is galulon uktsas kavanas atfila from the kedusha liyonim until the greatest Rava Kodesh Ishelukim Neir Arizal." He says that with all the kavanas, he says only a drop of the bucket of what the Anshei Knesset Agdolah meant, and therefore all these kavanas are wonderful. He says, but the main thing you have to do is pronounce the words and have kavana to the translation of the words, because all your extra feelings you have to fit them. You have to add them, fit them into the words of the Anshei Knesset Agdolah, because these words have the power. So according to this, and then, obviously from there, the whole concept is that you can't just change Nusach HaTfilah and all that. You say, so if you tell me this was, for example, the Sfardim have a Mesura, that's the Nusach HaTfilah all the way to Shem HaPkuli. So they say, that's the Nusach HaTfilah. But, and all the Ashkenazim have this Nusach HaTfilah, or people who say that Arizal has his Nusach HaTfilah, that's fine. But just to say, I'm going to put in this word. What's another word? What's the big deal? So add another word. Don't add another word. It doesn't go like that because we're not just davening from our feelings. You want to daven from your feelings? In Shema Kolenu, add as much feelings as you want to do. We are davening because these words are powerful. Anshei Knesset Agdolah, after, precisely because they saw that Yerida Saderis, they saw that we're no more like Yirmiyahu, we're no more like Daniel, who can daven based on their feelings. We're davening because we have nothing. We have to, therefore they came and they were misakin, the takonis of tefillah, they instituted prayer as an institution. These are the words that everybody must say, and it has all the powers and all the meanings which we instituted in these words. That is the concept, that's the radical change of tefillah, which Anshei Knesset Agdolah were misakin in the Baal Sheni. Yes. Right.
Even if you were capable of reaching
right.
That level.
Right, right. It says, because, absolutely. Because
you know that they were there for a reason, and if my emunah or my understanding of their kavanas is not complete,
and it says, even Arizal, with all his kavanas, said only it can reach, because these are Anshei Knesset Agdolah. But that's a radical shift in the concept of tefillah. That's what changed by Anshei Knesset Agdolah. Now, one second, based on this, we understand everything. In other words, yes, these words maybe even existed. And people said it. But when they said it before Anshei Knesset Agdolah, it was institutionalized. The person said it because he felt like that. And Yirmiyahu said, I can't say Agodol, or I can't say Agibor. And Daniel says, I can't say Anoigo, I can't say Agibor. Because until now, these words were written beforehand. And they were maybe even said, but it wasn't institutionalized. Came to Anshei Knesset Agdolah and said, no, everybody has to say this. Everybody has to say these 18 brachas. Everybody has to say every word. Whether you understand it, you don't understand it, it doesn't make a difference. We're institutionalizing the concept of Tefillah. Yes. Didn't. Who said they did? We're Ashkenazim. We hold that, obviously, there's a book called Shoroshim and Hoge Ashkenaz. Michael. Shoroshim and Hoge Ashkenaz. And he writes over there that the Nusach Ashkenaz is straight till Shimon Apikuli till Yavne, because we have the right Nusach. It's a question, which one's the right one? Jews dispersed. They went through different places. Jews came to different places in the world. They stayed 1,000 places in one place. You know, 1,000 years. So the question is, they added maybe words, and then they said, this is the real one. There's not the real Nusach. Over the years, it was nishtabesh. You ask me why tefillah was nishtabesh and the Torah was not nishtabesh. Why after 2,000 years, every Torah is exactly the same and every tefillah is not? Because this was from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is from Anshei Knesset Agdolah. You're right, they said everybody should daven like this. But it wasn't, didn't have the same kedusha. Tefillah didn't have the same kedusha as Torah was, and therefore automatically became nishtabesh. That's the concept, the change in the shift in the concept of tefillah took place at Anshei Knesset Agdolah.
What was originally during
You're right. Factually, it wasn't a radical change. But the shift in the paradigm, in other words, the concept, the idea, was a radical change. Meaning, until now, everybody davened because they felt a certain way of davening. Now, you can say the same words. But here, you don't understand, you do understand, it's irrelevant. You have to say those words. They made tefillah into what we know today as an institution. That wasn't existent until then. That's the big thing of the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Yes? Oh, let me hear why. This is Nefesh HaChaim. Now I want to hear the other side.
Oh.
What's a raya?
Because the Mishnah says, if the person says, maidim, then you remove him from the table. What do you mean, maidim? So anything that's added, in other words,
right.
You should remove from
the table. So it's a raya that you can add other things.
Also, the Gemara about the one of the Balfilah who said, and again, he stopped only because you can't add, because those are the words that were accepted to be able to say him, because we try to give all the Shabbat to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. It'd be ain't like, but why not say, what do you mean? How can you say it? Because the Ashkenaz is the word we're talking about. So it must be that there is some
room to add. So I'll tell you the truth. Nefesh HaChaim himself is not talking about adding. I said that from there grew the concept of adding. Nefesh HaChaim is saying that the Kavanas, don't try and figure out all the Kavanas and say, that's L'shem Yichud maybe. Don't try and say, these are the Kavanas, because the Kavanas of Anshei Knesset Gedolah were endless. So you cannot figure out the kavanas, and you just have to have. He's talking basically about Shar Beis. He's all talking about the various kavanas. Once you have a tefillah, he says have pirush and milim, because you try and figure out all the kavanas, you're not going to reach all these kavanas. And he says what the kavanas should be. But I'm speaking about yes, adding, not adding that I threw in on my own. But yes, adding, not adding. But the power of the words of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. And you're surely not going to tell me that the words that you add are as powerful as Anshei Knesset Gedolah. And I'm showing you that it's a whole new concept of tefillah. In other words, one add, you say you could add, but remember, these are the words of Anshei Knesset Gedolah. Interestingly enough, and tell me if that's correct, that in the first three brachas, or at least the first two brachas, there's no adding whatsoever, correct? Nobody adds anything by Magen Avraham Chaim Esim. Oh, that's the question. That's the question. Maybe not. Maybe not. It would seem yes. I would think yes. And you tell me that you could add to it. We'll maybe explore that next week. Explore that next week a little bit more and more in depth. I'm just giving you the Rashi Prakim this week, the concepts. Where are you going to be here next week? You're not going to be here next week. Not going to be here. You have to listen to it. Okay. All right. That's the first way of looking at it. The Rambam seems to have a little bit of a different way. Now, the way we explain it now, because the Anshei Knesset Gedolah realized that it was Yerida Sadaris. And therefore they said, okay, we're going to institutionalize the concept of tefillah. The Rambam has a much different way of saying, he says that people simply did not know the language. They didn't know how to daven anymore. Why? Because many people didn't speak Hebrew. They speak Lashon Kodesh. So you write tefillah Nembo B'Choloshon. Anshei Knesset Gedolah came along and said, okay, you know what? Let's make something that everybody understands, everybody can do, as long as you say those words. So I don't know if he's going hand in hand with this concept, but he's definitely saying a new concept. Look at number 6 in the Sheet of Rambam. Kibin Shigol Yisrael b'mei Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Explained, since they went into Golis, Nis'avu b'poras v'yavon, Nushar Rumos, v'neldel hem v'anim v'alfa z'goyim. So he said they were in Persia and in Greece, and they intermingled with all the various nations of the world. V'neldel hem v'anim v'alfa z'goyim. And they had children in all these foreign nations. They couldn't speak the language. They spoke English. Spoke a little English, a little Yiddish, a little Lashon Kodesh. The language wasn't pure. So funny, like today. They can't speak one normal language. They speak English, they speak Yiddish, they mix everything together. So they spoke Hebrew, Lashon Kodesh, they spoke Persian, they mix everything together. And b'shibush, shenem like it says, uvenem chatzim medaber ashdoidis, ve'eino makirim medaber yehudis, ukeloshen am v'am. They couldn't speak one pure Lashon HaKodesh. Ubenezeh, and therefore, kishoy echad men mispalil, tiktsal l'shoyne l'shol chetzev. When a person was davening in Lashon Kodesh, he couldn't say the words because he didn't know what to ask for because he didn't speak the language. He spoke in English, he spoke in different languages to get with Lashon Kodesh. And Anshei Knesset Gedolah saw this, Omdu v'tiknem shmarim tibachas ala seder. Shol shoyne shvach l'shem. V'shalom shachoyne z'hadoya. Memtsoiz is in shelis kol dvorim. The first three are shvach. The last three are thanks, praise. And the middle ones are all need, things which are necessary for a person. Shein k'moy ovid l'chol chefse ish v'ish l'tzach tibu kulon. K'dei sheyu avuchay v'fi akoyl. So that everybody should have the same text. V'lamdu oysom. And people learn it. V'tiye tfilis elu ha'ilgim. Tfilos lemo ketfilos bale aloshna tzacha. So then even the dumbbells, basically, the people that couldn't speak correct, they'll have the same holy tfilos like everybody. Made across the board, every should have the same tfilos. Ubnei yinzeh tignu kol ha-brochas ha-tfilos misudores b'fi kol ha-sol kedei iin kol brocha or b'fi ha-alag. In other words, the Rambam says it was an outgrowth, yes, because they went down in Darius, but not because they couldn't reach all the Kavanas. They simply couldn't daven. Everybody said something different. You're right. In the pure sense, everybody was able to daven and ask Hashem for all the tzrachim. The Amshik Nesagil says it's not working anymore, because everybody's saying different things, and nobody people doesn't know what to say. So therefore, we can take all the brachas, and according to Rambam, it seems to even be that maybe even, according to Rambam, he goes, you know, with the Beis Yosef perhaps, and he says that, you know, it's not clear, but maybe the text was out there. People knew how to daven. Many people knew how to daven. Maybe people davened the correct way. But there were many who did not. Came along Nashik HaZohar and said, from now on, we're going to print a book. And everybody's going to have to daven the following way. So like simply, everybody should be able to daven. Everybody should be on the same page. That's the way the Rambam explains how Tefillah developed in Nashik HaZohar. Again, whether you learn it like the Rambam, or you learn like this, or like the way Schwab explains, he's not saying his own. This is a common, a known concept. That they did it because it was a different paradigm, a shift in the concept of tefillah. Either way, it was misukin by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Now, whether the text was already in existence beforehand, or they came and they made new texts according to the High Goyim, at least on the middle brachas. But the tefillah as we have it today, that's clear from everybody, this came from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Even though the Gemara says that Shimon HaPikuli was misader it, but the actual text came from the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Not just the text, the order of tefillah. That we started with Birchas HaShachar. You know, the Birchas HaShachar that we say, also Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Anshei Knesset HaGdolah was misaken, and maybe that comes to answer your question as well, based on the Rambam. Yes, David Melach said to make 100 brachas a day. So people gave all types of brachas, all they made. But this, in order to make it as an institution, meaning, you wake up in the morning, you say Birchas HaShachar, the 15 Birchas HaShachar. You say Birchas HaTorah, you say Yetzar, you say Shemoneh Esrei. All that to make in this order, and everybody has to follow it, that was done by Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. The concept existed, people made 100 brachas, and maybe even they made some of the brachas, maybe even in the same text. But to have everybody say it, tefillah as we have it today, the siddur as we have it today, seems to have been made already by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. Even in the, and there's a third theory, which could also be, which is based on number 9. That it basically says, the Gemara says over there, see, it's late already, I just want to finish up, that the Gemara basically says, in one place, that who made the tefillahs? The others made the tefillahs. Avram Avinu made Shachris. And like the Pasuk says, Vayashkim Avram Baboykel, Asher Omat Shom, Ve'in Amida El Tefillah, Yitzchak made Mincha, and Yaakov made Mayriv. Then very next tomorrow, Rabbi Shulman Levi says, that no, that why is Shachris? Because Shachris is connected to Kovin Shoshacha, Tomit Shoshacha, and that's good until Chatzos. Mincha is Tomit Ben Avayim. My rib is connected what? Connected the pieces of meat, the carbonus, which have to be burned the entire night on the Mizbeach. So that's why you have Shachris Mincha Mayriv. So the Gemara seems to say it's a machlekes. And the Gemara says that it's a machlekes. Comes along the Pnei Yeshua and he says, no, that I found in Yushalmi that Amanda Omar, who says that it's connected the carbonus, in the Yushalmi says it was from the Ovis. Look at number 9a. Elefisha Mitzvah Yushalmi, the Bishuv Ben Levi Gufa, Rabbi Shulman Levi himself that says connected to midim tiknum, meaning davening is connected to kabbanas. V'hasam kamvayim Yerushalmi says davis tiknum umash mizen. If the Pnei Yeshua says the lamaskon the shmeitzen loyp ligi Rabbi Shulman Levi and Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina klal the lefia emes davis tiknum v'as mechinu rabon akabbanas, meaning that who was misaken the brachas. In other words, who is Misakin Saddam and Shachris Mincha Mayriv? And the way we saw in the Beis Yosef, maybe even the text was ready from that time, was Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Time not Shachris Mincha Mayriv. They said, okay, now that there's no Beis Hamikdash, or there is a Beis Hamikdash, but most of the people are far removed from the Beis Hamikdash, probably never even going to see the Beis Hamikdash in their life. They're living above the far out. You're going to daven Shachris, make sure you daven Shachris, like Avraham said. But you know what? It's connected in the Salma Poem, Tzvaseinu, connected Shachris, connected Mincha, connected Mayriv. both dinam are true. It's not a stira between the two. It was the others were misakin it, and maybe even the text of us were misakin, but the actual, to follow it, and the everybody should say it, was done by the Anshei Knesset Gedolah. The third reason being, is because there's no kabbonis, or at least people are, not everybody is going to so, not everybody is going to be on a regular basis in the base of Migdash, and therefore everybody should do it. But everybody should know that in Bais Rishon, they also had tefillah, they also had davening, they even had shuls. The concept of tefillah, the Rambam says, is a deraisa. A person should daven, is a deraisa according to the Rambam. And therefore, clearly, it was in existence, and to that we saw that maybe even the texts were in existence to some degree, partially or even the whole thing, even before Bias Shani came along. Came along, not just as a girl, and that's clear. They institutionalized it, meaning everybody should say it. Either because, like this, everybody should be able to follow the same thing, and even those that could not speak correct Hebrew would say it correctly, or like we saw in the name of Rav Schwab, that it was in order to, in other words, rather than tefillah being an outpouring of one heart, one would follow the words of the tefillah and hopefully reach that level, what the tefillah is supposed to bring you to. That was the second concept that we saw regarding tefillah. Next week we'll maybe continue a little bit more on the concept of tefillah, the way Beryl said it. If you could add on, not add on, we'll discuss that. That's the opening of Pandora's box, Beryl.